Hello, and welcome back to Meme Monday. I'm your host, Benny Wills. This is episode 109, and it's been 2 weeks, which is too long, if you ask me. 2 weeks since my last show, and therefore there was a lot of memes in the last 2 weeks that I had to sort through in order to get this show ready for you tonight. Also, worth noting, I get my news from memes, and it seems as though there has been very little going on in the news department other than some explosion in the ocean and Hurricane Ian. But anyway, lots of good memes tonight. Making sure everything's working well. Sound looks good. Chat looks active. Hi, everybody. Good to see you there. Before I begin, I want to remind you, because I'm bad at doing this, to give this video a thumbs up. Hit the bell so you are always informed as to when I'm uploading anything, which is going to be more often very soon. And make sure you're subscribed if you're not already. I finally looked at my analytics for the first time ever in my life, which is probably about 10 years too late. but a lot of people who watch this show don't subscribe. And that doesn't help me. It does help if you do subscribe, so make sure you subscribe. And even if you are against YouTube, you don't have to take that out on me. You can support, you can still hate YouTube and support me also. It's just fine. You're gonna be okay. I promise. All right, anyway, let's get to it. And I'll see you from the little screen, the little window, in 3, 2, 1. Here we go. All right. Memes. So many memes. There was a hurricane. I wasn't around last week to cover the memes in real time. So here we go. We're going to backtrack a little bit. Florida had 150 hurricanes since 1850, but this one, obviously, no question about it, due to climate change. Don't even try to say otherwise, or you're a climate denier. Hurricane ravaged Florida town raises Ukraine flag, so Congress will send aid. Great background music and cadence. Thank you. Friendly reminder, also, in addition to the other favors I've asked of you, you have the option of sending super chats live if you're there in the chat. They do help put money in my pocket. It's as simple as that. So if you're up for it, I accept. All right, moving on. Here's when you Hakuna Matata'd so hard last night that you have no idea where you are in the morning. Not everybody all at once with the super chats, by the way, but, you know, trickle them in. Special presentation at the end of the show tonight in continuation of the trend I started a few weeks ago, showing some classic JoyCamp videos to round off the live streams here. We made, if you recall, last time I did this show, 2 weeks ago, I put the fake Ebola jabby jabby commercial at the end, which was short. Well, when we filmed that, we also filmed another video in conjunction with as a side-by-side piece, a bookend, if you will. Excuse me. And I'm putting that here at the end. It's a little longer. It's a short film. It's called Run, Ebola, Run. Let me move the meme over before I tell you more. Hey, Democrats, there they are, trying not to politicize the hurricane. What am I saying? Yes. Run, Ebola, Run. It's based off of the movie Run, Lola, Run, if anybody's ever seen that. And it features the late, great Liam Sheff, a good friend of mine who's no longer with us. Do stay till the end so you can watch our little short film, Run, Ebola, Run. Biden vows next hurricane to hit U.S. will be named after a woman of color. It's about time. Yes. I gotta go fast. It's like a 6 minute long video, so I gotta go through the memes even faster today. There he is, Zelensky. He needs more. His bowl is empty. He needs a second helping. Okay. Hey, I just earned $10 billion last month working from home. Ask me how. I had to pause and slow down what I was saying so I could count the zeros there. $10 billion. Dollars. my mom told me the other day when I saw her that Ebola is actually back in the news. So funny timing. Maybe I willed it to be. If so, I'm sorry. But we made a video about Ebola years ago, and apparently it's in the news once again. So timely. The video I'm posting today is timely, I guess. So how do you carry $100 billion in laundered money to the bank? Ukraine it. I love you, long time subs and Bell. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Friendly reminder, if you really, really want me to see your comment, you'll leave a super chat. Just saying, that's how it works. Here's a soldier saying, remember what you are fighting for. The son of a president. Wars should be financed through GoFundMe and fought by those cheering for it. Change my mind. Yes, indeed. Don't be too hard, too harsh on Zelensky. It takes real talent to play a piano with one's penis. Poor Benny, I still love you. Why are you saying poor Benny? I'm doing great. I'm having a great time over here. Living my best life. Russia is not America. Also, other places that are, in addition, not America. that's not America. Not our concern. Nope. Not here. Also, no. Black Sea and not America. No. Nah. And also, this is not the USA and so on. You get it. Sign up for the meme mailing list. Link in the description below. So you can get all these memes delivered to you tomorrow via email. Huh. Notice a trend here? 2004. If y'all hate America and love Saddam so much, go move to Iraqistan. If you hate the West and love Putin so much, then move to Russia. Huh. Interesting how that works. Republican, Democrat. Interesting. Interesting. Okay, moving on. World War III is good. Biden is doing a great job. No, you're the crazy one. USA government railing, yelling at some other countries while the other countries' governments also yelling back. Meanwhile, American people saying, hey, look, hey, you're pretty cool. Those people, not the government, saying right back, hey, you know what? You're pretty cool too. That's always been my experience. Ah, yes. When you're laughing at World War III memes and start to wonder why the sun is coming out at 9 p.m. For love of God, stop spending money that doesn't exist, please. Hey, look, Biden team adds translator. They found the perfect guy, the right man for the job. Joe Biden actually said, apparently, again, I'm just getting all this from the memes. No one F's with a Biden. Here are two things that F'd with a Biden. Staircase and bicycle, teleprompter, and of course the computer rendered image of the, you know what, V-I-R-U-S, the crown V-I-R-U-S. I wish I had a van by the river, Farley. Tommy Boy, possibly, in my opinion, possibly the funniest movie ever made. Watched it not too long ago, and it held up. Who would have thunk that 90s silly slapstick comedy would be the pinnacle of comedy in Hollywood? None of us could have foreseen that, I don't think, but here we are looking back, at least I am anyway, reminiscing about the good old days of comedy when politically incorrect was the trend, and Tommy Boy was right there. I still laugh out loud when I watch that film. Here's that the Biden administration was a joint. The all-stem joint. Those 90s comedies shaped my sense of humor. The Simpsons, the early Simpsons, the first 10 seasons, amazing. Dumb and Dumber, mwah, they still hold up. an underrated classic called Saving Silverman. Top notch. Someone's gonna screenshot me doing that. All right. Democrats say nobody's above the law, but here's their starter pack. Laptop, email, clients, research. I can talk to you guys about the 90s because I looked at my analytics, like I said, and my main audience are age 35 to 45, which makes sense because that's the age range that I'm in. I'm closer to 35, but nonetheless, that's my age range. And I gotta figure out how to get to the younger crowd. TBD. Yep, this one sums it up pretty well. Republicans and Democrats, and then there's the military-industrial complex. Yeah, early Simpsons was the SHIT. I agree. Seasons 1 through 10, maybe even... Actually, more like seasons 2 through 10. Maybe all the way up to 12? I mean, it's still pretty good. Here you go. Here's when you get a free sticker for picking the lesser of two evils. I like how you're all announcing your ages now. That's funny. Oh, I see. You're proving that you're outside. Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. Like, maybe the live crowd, that's a little more diverse in age, anyway. It's just the overall numbers, the analytics indicate that the most popular, it's most popular amongst 35 to 45 year olds. Moving on. I can't help but tell the truth. That's my thing. All right. Here's me on Facebook when I see a normie friend shitting on the government. Yep. All right, let's pick up the pace a little bit. There we go. Aw, they're friends. The FDA, corporate media, government, big pharma, World Economic Forum, and the CDC. Aw, they're all in bed together. Aw, they're friends. Aw. Meanwhile, all roads lead to the CFR. We're doing well. We're having fun. Hey, update, guys. The 50 pence coin now featuring Prince Charles. We called it. It's there now. We did it. He's on there. No one can mistake that hand for being anyone else's but King Charles. Here's the face you make when it's been 30 years since you said that climate change would end the world in 12 years. £0.50 for a sausage. Yes. Am I crazy, or does it look like she's about to be farted on by a horse? Now that's progress. took my boys to a petting zoo yesterday. And this billboard here reminds me of that experience. here's when you don't want to get any gay in your coffee. Huh. Here's girls who grew up without a father and also boys who grew up without a father. Not funny how that works. Men pretending to be women? Hey, yeah, cool. Kids pretend to be Indians on Halloween? No. That's offensive. That is offensive. You know, a good kick in the balls will solve your gender confusion. You guys having fun over there in the chat? Good to see some familiar names. Thank you for showing up. I do appreciate you showing up a lot. I like doing it live, so I like having a live audience. Thank you. Uh-oh. Due to backlash, they've updated The Little Mermaid again. It's a little motherfucking mermaid and she it. But not to be outdone by Netflix. Disney presents Snow White. I messed that up. You get it. The joke stands for itself. I stand with this joke. Telling a dangerously overweight person not to lose weight because they're beautiful is like telling an alcoholic not to stop drinking because they're fun. There's me studying all these man-made horrors so they are no longer beyond my comprehension. Doing the research, putting in the time. Reading books. I've been reading more than I have in the last 10 years recently, and it feels great. Kramer, what's going on in there? Nothing. Knock it off with the conspiracy theories, Jerry. Uh-oh, the left, when they think they've posted a dank meme. That's it. Get in the retard squisher. Callback joke from last, or 2 weeks ago. Take these memes down or I'm calling the cops. Man-made what? Horrors? Did it really say horrors? Let's just check. Did it really? Oh, no. No, you made me go back and doubt myself. I don't like that. Take these memes down or I'm calling the cops. Hey, I have no problem with Down syndrome people. Really, I don't. I doubt any Down syndrome people are watching the show. I don't think we have to worry about them getting offended. Just saying. And if they are watching the show, I hope they love it. Normal people and me, a meme that makes them question the lies they hear from the mainstream media. it's a funny picture. I'm sorry, you can't afford to be alive. And other stories from America. Uh-oh. So you see when you put the They Live glasses on. So you can tell me all the ingredients in that syringe and what they do in the body. The doctors and nurses. How am I doing on time? How long have I been streaming for? Oh, 20 minutes. 21 minutes. All right. This is cool, I think. This is real. This is under the cup at In-N-Out Burger, apparently. I'll allow it. I just spilled my tea on my mouse pad. All right. Safe and effective is not a lie, it's two lies. Hey. There he is. Fauci wise. It's just a cold. Say it. All right, you guys are talking over there. Oregon Trail's been updated. You have died of suddenly. My audience will get this joke because you're around my age. Yes. Remember we used to go to the computer lab? Those of you who are like exactly my age, you go to the computer lab. These big computers, and it was really exciting. You play Oregon. I'd rush through the touch typing course so I could play Oregon Trail. And when I would die in Oregon Trail, it would say, "What would you like to put on your tombstone?" And I'd write, "Cheese and pepperoni." Seriously, that's what I did. I thought I was very clever. Giant elephant in the room dies of sudden elephant death syndrome. What a shame. Hey, you know what? I can remove my tinfoil hat, but can you remove your spike proteins? 9 out of 10 scientists agree with whomever is funding them. The other 10% are banned from social media. Here's kids in 2050 trying to study the 2019 to 2022 chapter of history for a test. Don't forget the heart failure dating app. Did you just make that up? That's really funny. The heart failure dating app. There's a sketch there. Did you just make that up, Mr. Boston? That's funny. Oh, you didn't make it up. Whose joke is that? That's funny. I had my booster to keep you safe. Go Benny, best since Benny Hill. Okay. Thank you. That's like before my time, even though I do understand the reference. Okay, I tried baking a skull cake, but instead I ended up with a pharaoh from 1500 BC. Whoa. Okay. I'm on the Heartless dating app. Aw, you guys. You guys are making, it's like getting sad over here. All right, moving on. This is October and he ain't no elf and that ain't no shelf. Get ready for a skeleton on gelatin. Lowered Expectations was actually not Saturday Night Live. It was Mad TV. Just saying. 90s kid. And I preferred Mad TV to Saturday Night Live as a kid. Baby, are you okay? You barely touched your char spookery. Here's Chucky Norris. Oh man, these makeup tutorials are getting a little out of hand. And then this one. Here, horror kill count. Take a second to take that one in. As we all know, one of those 88 kills by Chucky was my dad, the garbage man, in Child's Play 3. That has, I keep forgetting, what is it, 160 million views? It's crazy. Crazy. All right, moving on. All you mother effers are gonna pay. You're the ones who are ball lickers. I'll see you in the metaverse. When you're trying to gain the crazy crackhead's trust at the gas station so you can steal catalytic converters together. little. What? Oh, for a minute I thought I was about to watch the wildest cooking show of all time. Weird. I'd actually like to watch that. The movie, the subtitles, and me. Sir. Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. That's another funny movie. Oh, so you're a Marvel fan? Okay, well, what shot is this from? Hi. Ooh, diss tracks were savage in the 1700s. My mill grinds pepper and spice. Your mill grinds rats and mice. Nah, man. Night shift isn't too bad. He's gotta get used to it, said Michael, age 24. They hate us for our freedom. They hate us for our freedom. Uh-oh. When she asks you if she looks fat and you reply no, but it autocorrects to moo. Here's me after looking at my symptoms on Google. True. Hey, psst, hey, it's me, the ghost of your old hermit friend. Hey, you should kill your dad. Oh my gosh, miracle. Man successfully drives across town even though his wife wasn't there to provide helpful, safe driving tips. Miracle. Deep thoughts. Soup of the day implies that there is another dark and mysterious evening soup. Soup of the night. When the street corner artist is a pure savage. very funny. Very, very funny. If you're just tuning in, if you're just arriving, don't forget to like this video, hit the bell so you have notifications when I upload something new, and don't forget to subscribe. There, I said it. Put it in my notes, made sure to repeat it. When you rub your eyes a little too hard and start traveling into another dimension. When you've been dating for 6 months and it's time to introduce your real self. When I see somebody I know and have to hide and wait until they leave. Okay, if you think you're having a bad day, remember this woman standing behind three mannequins. Well, here's me working on a plan to pay for gas and electric. Here's me when I see someone out in public wearing a shirt of a band I like. I'm not gonna lie, guys. There hasn't been a single super chat. And I'm surprised. That's all. I'm just surprised. No pressure. Moving on. Daily reminder, if you press 2 for Spanish, there won't be a wait, and they also speak English. See, I'm providing you with life hacks here. Jokes and life hacks. Uh-oh, what? Okay, someone clearly didn't think this through. Oh, there we go. Hey, Jackie. Oh, Parhesia rocks. Thank you very much. Can't super chat a bar of silver. Okay. But I do have a P.O. box that I post an image of every week, by the way. And I accept silver. I'll accept silver. Thank you, Jackie. Jackie is in the current season. Awesome. Thank you. How much for this furnished apartment? Sir, this is a gun store. Hey, there we go. See? Thank you, Gregory. Thank you, Travis. I know it's probably annoying to some people, but it's the only way people actually do it. So for those of you who don't do live streaming, that's how it works. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it. Thank you. You're helping me pay for some gas. Here's me after meeting someone with their name. And if this is you, I bet you can change this habit. But every time you tell yourself, I'm not good at remembering names, you are cementing that as a part of your identity and you're choosing it. Just saying, you can choose to remember people's names and stop telling that story. See, I'm also giving some, I'm offering some wisdom. Memes, life hacks, wisdom. And memes like this. Babe, what's wrong? You haven't touched your Queen Elizabeth loaf. Hey, Christine, thank you so much. Thank you. Do appreciate it. I do appreciate it. Hope that's obvious. There's Patrick Mahomes, and then there's Patrick Tuck Mahomes. Not only a great quarterback, but just a great friend in general. Moving on. Is it me or did standards seem a little lower in 1500? Philip the Handsome. Here's a rare image of a shark stepping on a Lego. Indeed. Indeed. God, please give me a sign. The sign. Thank you. Infomercial at 2 a.m. Are you tired of being a sloppy piece of shit? Me. That's funny. If you like these memes, they can be yours by signing up for the meme mailing list. Click the link below and I will send you all of tonight's memes tomorrow via email. Uh-oh. When the meme is nearly perfect, but it's cropped weird. We're on the verge of greatness. Shoot. And finally, everybody, today's October 10th. Hey, are you today's date? Because you're a 10 out of 10. Dad jokes. I got two boys. I am a dad. I am firmly a dad at this point. One of my boys is almost two. It'll be two and actually just 11 days from now. There's a reason to give a super chat. My firstborn son will be 2 years old. So soon. Some of you might remember when I announced the birth of my first son. Oh, I jumped the gun. Sorry about that. That was... Everyone can relax. Sorry about that, everybody. That was a mistake. Shouldn't happen. That's the end of the video, but we're not over. It's not over. I'm not done. What was I even saying? My son's going to be two. Some of you may remember when he was born. Some of you may remember when he was unborn, when my wife was just pregnant with him. Some of you may remember when I was just a single bachelor, curly-haired looking hippie living in Los Angeles, making funny videos like the one you're about to watch. That's how loyal some of you have been, and I do appreciate it. Hey. Oh, stop it. Stop it. Oh my gosh, I'm freaking out. Stop. Stop it. Stop it. Get out there. What's going on? Oh my God, it's live. Breathe. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. This is my P.O. box for the person who said they have... I'm flashing CD. Yes. I'm flashing CDs here on the screen because that's the beginning of the video I'm going to show you. And I'm trigger happy. Hilarious. CDC emergency breakthrough. Whew. It's a live show, everybody. It is what it is. You get what you get. For the person who was it? Supplanter, I think, who said you can't super chat with silver. You can send silver to this address. You can. So if that's your excuse, then here, I just figured out a way to take that excuse away. If you're still not convinced, or whatever, I don't even know what that means. There's also other options to support me if you feel like it. Patreon, I get a new Patreon like once every 6 months. I post it anyway. If you're interested, become a patron. You can sign up at the dollar level. It's, you know, it's something. And there's PayPal, of course. Now, holy cow. 38 minutes. All right, I'm gonna show the video. Yes, I'll save anything else I have to say for another time. Thank you for being here. It's a pleasure to do this, and it's super fun, and you guys are great in the chat. Thanks for bearing with the snafus there at the end. It'll be worth it. Here's the video. It's called Run Ebola Run, based off of the 90s thriller Run Lola Run, a continuation, the sequel to the video I showed 2 weeks ago. And let me just say goodbye one more time in the chat. Okay, here we go. And that's it. Here we go. See you later. Much love. Take care. Have a great week. And here's the video.
Four of them pricks coming our way.
Y'all know what to do. Go for their eyes first, then their throats.
We have so much more to do. Just take a deep breath and everything will work out.
Bart, would you like to read a book?
No.
Would you like to color something?
The honorable thing for our species to do is deny our programming. Stop reproducing. Walk hand in hand into extinction. One last midnight, brothers and sisters opting out of a raw deal.
Yesterday, we confirmed the first case of Ebola contracted in the United States in a healthcare worker who cared for who we refer to as the index patient in Dallas, Texas. Our thoughts are with this healthcare worker.
Now the Ebola emergency here in America,
the killer virus,
spreading much faster than efforts to contain it, spiraling out of control.
Stop admitting West Africans into America right now.
Why not? Just as a precaution till we get things under control, yeah. Seal off the border temporarily.
There may come a time, sometime in the future, where we are dealing with an airborne disease that is much easier to catch and is deadly. Achoo!
Yeah.
I am Dick Nolte.
Donald Gumball.